I think we can see around us today how the world is going. Sister came out here today and gave a testimony that somebody died of. You hear of a story that somebody died in a car crash. You hear of this thing happened. Things are always happening in this world. You have the wars today in the Middle East.
Yes.
You have the wars today in different countries in Africa. See, you have different kind of wars in family, in institutions, in churches. Everywhere you go, there is combat and battle, and it never seems to end. But I want to ask you a question today. Did all this start today?
No.
It did not start today. It has always been. Praise God. It has always been. There has always been wars. There will always be, because this system that we live in, this world system, is not of God. Praise God.
Amen.
Let us understand that the world itself is founded on the foundation of ignorance. That is what the world is. The world means ignorance. Praise God.
Amen.
And He has come to take us out of this world.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said, I don't pray for the world, but I pray for these ones that you have taken out of this world. Praise God. And today you are in that number.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today you are in that number, and brethren, let us call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The book of Joel says, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. There is a remnant. You know what they call remnant?
Yes.
The Yoruba language, you say remi? Yes, that is, it's a small portion. Praise God. And normally when in Africa, when you say remnant, it's normally not a good thing.
At all.
It's like a small useless thing. But today we're talking of a remnant that the Lord has proposed to save in this last days.
Amen.
Why is it a remnant? Because it's a few people. A few people are able to discern what the Lord is saying in this hour. Praise God.
Amen.
And He says that what those that call upon the name shall be delivered, shall be saved.
Amen.
They shall be saved upon Mount Zion, where you have the new Jerusalem. Isn't it what they call the city set upon the hill? Praise God.
Amen.
This is a spiritual reality that every man must align himself with right now. How do we call upon the name of the Lord? Do I go out in on the street and say, Jesus, Jesus, God, Jehovah? The Bible says that we should call upon the name of the Lord. To call upon the name means to reach out to that name. Amen. To reach out to that name. To lay hold on that name. To receive that name. Because in this new dispensation, every single man will live by that name. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit says, the Lord says, I am the Lord, that is my name. Besides me, there is no other. See, any other thing is what we call flesh. And flesh will be destroyed. All flesh shall die. When the word of the Lord came to Noah, God said, the end of all flesh has come. That means all flesh will be destroyed. There's no flesh that can be saved. Everything will be destroyed. Just like in the days of Noah, everything that walked upon the earth, everything that crawled upon the earth was destroyed. But God today is giving us an escape route.
Amen.
And that escape route is the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He said the name of the Lord is a strong
tower,
and the righteous run into it
and they are saved.
You're righteous because you have discovered the secret of the name of the Lord. Your righteousness is not because you don't drink a beer. No, I'm trying to say this thing so that you people remove your minds from this moralistic human beliefs. Little level, low levels. Because when you work in that realm, what you'll be doing is to be pointing fingers at everybody you see. Yes. Looking out for faults in everybody. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the mystery of the name of the Lord is what is being revealed to mankind today.
Amen.
Church is not ceremony. It's not play, ten, clap, big instruments, big drummers, fine choirs, shine. That's not what church is. Praise God. He came here to educate us on this day. Look at what our sister shared today. Beautiful things. I've already copied it to share today. He says the knowledge of Him. In the knowledge of Him, the Lord, He came to give us an understanding on the mystery of the name of the Lord. Because the name of the Lord is a mystery. Hallelujah. Because when you begin to know the mystery of the name of the Lord,
hallelujah,
you begin to know yourself.
Oh, hallelujah.
When you begin to know the mystery of the name of the Lord, you are resurrected from the dead.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
This is a mystery that was not available to the ancients like Moses,
Lord,
and all those people of the olden days. They were not able to understand this mystery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, God is showing us the door into a secret place.
Amen.
The Bible calls it the secret place of the Most High.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. In allegories, you know, I told you the Old Testament is a pointer to things to come. Jesus Christ says the coming of the Son of Man will be like in the days of what? Noah. Hallelujah. These things are happening daily. Some people are quietly entering into a secret place like Noah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Can you talk to the next slide? Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see the Ark of Noah? Praise God.
Amen.
These things are not in the Bible for nothing. The specific measurement of the Ark of Noah, the door and the layers, there were three layers. Everything has a spiritual meaning.
Hallelujah.
They are mappings into the spiritual things of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God showed Noah a door. God gave Noah a vision to construct an ark. And at the appointed time, the Bible says, God told Noah to enter into the ark. And God shut the door. God Himself closed the door. While Noah was building the ark, he was preaching to the people that this place you are staying is not solid ground. That the Lord is going to destroy it. Everything that you have on the earth will be lost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can imagine all the resources, the money that Noah used to build that ark. Noah would have had to sell everything he had. He would have had to leave his business. Leave all these associations on the earth, leave everything to enter into that ark. And he must have been a fool,
yes,
in that day.
A big fool.
A foolish man building an ark. When people are busy having parties and enjoying and honoring themselves and, you know, honoring themselves and being honored, this man labored day and night. He was working out his salvation with fear and trembling. Today, God has given us instruments of the Spirit to build our salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I tell you today, that door today,
Jesus,
is Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. That door today is Christ. Noah entered into that door and he entered into a place,
amen,
that was likened to the secret place of God. No other person outside would have known what was inside there. And the moment Noah will step his foot into that place, the people outside will never see him again. Noah was to be transported up. Hallelujah. Right there in that story, you see many mysteries. I wrote a book on Noah. The Bible says they entered two by two.
Jesus.
Male and female. feel the 2x2, the two shall be
one.
It's marriage. As you enter into that ark, you enter into a new consciousness of oneness.
Amen.
I and the Father are
one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And Noah will enter the ark, and he was catapulted up onto the highest mountain in that region, which was called Mount Ararat. Praise God.
Amen.
And he came out into a new life. Oh, hallelujah. While the others, which you can consider flesh and blood, were all destroyed. There's a systematic destruction today on the earth. Amen. It's not something. That's it. The floods are already flowing.
Yes.
Do you know what the floods are? They are the lies.
Yes.
The lies of the devil.
Yes.
It's the delusion. You know what they call delusion? Lies that will think that will deviate you from the truth. Amen. When we walk as human beings, mortal, every terrestrial cannot be, we're walking in the line. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He says that those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you wondered why he said that that name, the name of the Lord, that sacred name, how does he put it in Ten Commandments? How does he put it in Ten Commandments concerning the name of the Lord? You shall not use the name of the Lord in vain. Do you know that the name of the Lord is inscribed on you? Do you know that the transgression of man is that man started to use the name of the Lord in vain? Do you know that you are celestial beings? Do you know that you are the image and the likeness of God? You are the expression of God upon the earth? But men have used the name of the Lord in vain. But today he has come to re-educate us on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And as we receive this education on the name of the Lord, the knowledge of him, we are transported into the secret place of God.
Amen.
It's a hidden place. As Noah was in the ark, 1,000 was falling by his right, 10,000 by his left. But no evil could touch him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the book of Psalm 91, which is a very famous. Yes. That psalm is something that we all read. In times past, when you go to your pastors and you have a problem, they will tell you at midnight, you should open Psalm 91 and read it, you know. Praise God. I tell you the truth. When I was younger, I had this thing where, you know, something comes to press you.
Yes.
And I would normally quote a psalm, and if you miss me.
Of course.
Somebody would say, but that means he walked. He didn't walk nothing, it's my faith. Hallelujah. God deliver us from religion.
Amen.
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 Praise God, they will give you scriptures to quote. But this scripture don't have any meaning if you don't have the shed light of the Spirit. This scripture, Psalm 91, is a scripture that you are supposed to live. It's a living word. It's not a letter. It's a word that you have to live in, because the Bible says that our life is hid in
Christ.
It's a secret place. We move and have our being in
that secret place.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The secret place of the Most High, Psalm 91. Can we go there? Turn back to the first slide, please. I just want us to see something very important. You know, when Jesus Christ entered into Jerusalem, praise God,
amen,
he cried out and said, "Oh Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, hallelujah, and stones them that are sent to you, hallelujah. How often would I have gathered thy children under, even as a hen gathered her chicks under her wings?" Now, have you seen a chicken? You know, in this part of the world, you don't see those things very much. And maybe when you go to their farms. But in Africa, you see a lot of chickens with their chicks. And you see how they cover them.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said that God is saying that he is calling you today to come under what? The shadow of his wings. His protection. Praise God. And when you are there, no evil shall befall you. Praise God. You come to a place of perfect peace and stability. Praise God. When your battle, your warfare ends, what the, you know those things that chase you? Praise God.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Those things that chase you from Africa.
Of course.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you enter into this reality, those things what? They disappear. Amen.
Amen.
Only with your eyes will you see the enemies fall by the wayside. Psalm 91. He that dwells what? Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Can you see this figure here?
Yes.
You know Moses in the Old Testament?
Yes.
Moses went up a high mountain and received from the Lord a commandment to build this ark. Praise God. And it was actually a small box that had a gold lid, a gold cover, which is this one here. And it had two angels on top of it, whose wings actually covered the ark, and their face was always looking towards
the ark.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that's inside this ark, there was what? Three objects.
Yeah.
A rod, Aaron's rod that blossomed. The ark of the Ten Commandments on two stones,
and the manna,
and the hidden manna. Praise God.
Amen.
And in reality, no man could even look onto the ark. No man could see it. No man could go there, because there was a veil that was set there. A veil in the inner room, they call the secret place, the most holy place. In that place, no man except the high priest could go there at once a
year
to offer sacrifice unto God. Praise God. And if the high priest entered there and he was not prepared, he would be struck dead. So nobody could try it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, one of their battles, when they went to war, one of the Israelites with a good intention tried to stabilize the ark when he thought the ark was falling, and he died there. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I think you can see the kind of God they were serving. Mm-hmm. Amen. And you know, at times we always seem to feel that that is the God that Jesus Christ came to introduce. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Any small thing there, you are gone. Hallelujah. Amen. If that kind of God was operative today,
everybody,
I'm telling you, probably I won't be here today ministry. Hallelujah. If the God of Moses was here today, maybe I wouldn't have been here today. I would have been long gone. Hallelujah. Buried underneath the ground. Hallelujah. So you can see that Moses received a commandment to build this ark, but in reality, these were all pointers to the salvation that was to come in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because all these things were talking about Christ. When Christ died on the cross, that veil that used to separate, that used to hide, the Ark of the Covenant was what?
Torn
into two in a symbolic gesture. Paul was to write later. They didn't talk, but nobody understood what he meant. But Paul wrote later that the Spirit was signifying an entrance into that secret place of God, into the holiest of all. Praise God. And that is where we get the protection. Jesus Christ said, I go that I prepare a place so that where I am is where you will be also. It is not a geographical location. It is a realm. It's a location spiritually, that you locate spiritually. It's a place where nothing, none of the agents of corruption, pestilence, death can ever get to. Hallelujah. It's a place that it remains unchangeable forever and ever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go on. Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Say, I will say unto the Lord, is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom will I trust. Surely he will shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. Now, what is the snare of a fowler? What is the definition of a snare of a fowler? It's on the natural, it's the cage these hunters of birds is the cage, the one they used to put. The fowler is the hunter of birds. So the souls of men are actually in that cage. Have you heard that song or that psalm? My soul's escaped like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. My soul has escaped out of the snare of the fowler. It's one of the psalms. Amen?
Amen.
It's one of the psalms of degrees. It says, my soul has escaped out of the snare of the fowler. This is the deliverance that God is setting out for his people today, to deliver them from the snare of the devil. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's move on. Verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be like shield and a buckler, and thou shall not be afraid by the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth in noonday. A thousand shall fall by thy side, ten thousand fly. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Praise God. Now the wicked in this sense is flesh and blood. Amen. Anything that is flesh and blood is actually contrary to that of God, to the things of God. And you can be rest assured, flesh and blood, anything will be destroyed. Hallelujah. Dwelling in the secret place of God means dwelling in the spirit. Because the Lord is the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our only way to salvation today is by conforming ourselves to the life of the spirit. This way our walk in our salvation comes. Praise God. It's to change from being carnal to being spiritual. Praise God, because that which is spiritual can never pass away.
Amen.
The Lord is the Spirit.
Amen.
God is spirit. God is invisible. And that is your true nature. The moment you begin to say you are flesh and blood, that you are terrestrial, that is where your problem starts. Remember the story about the prodigal son? When the prodigal son came back to his senses, he arose from the dead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What happened? The prodigal son leaves the realm of the flesh and enters back into the spirit to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What does the Bible say? So shall you be with the Lord forever. It's a union, it's a oneness with the Lord. We are married to the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So no evil can befall those who enter and discover the place. Now let's go on. There's some very interesting things I want to show you. Verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in thy ways, and they shall bear thee up with their hands, lift thou down thy foot against a stone. See? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thou shalt tread upon what?
The lion and adder.
the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's stop there. Now, doesn't it remind you of the word of Jesus? He said, he give you power over all scorpion and serpent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you shall tread upon them. You see, it's the authority. When you tread on something, it means that you have conquered that thing. The Bible says that the last enemy to be destroyed is the dead. Now let me tell you, the scorpions and the serpents actually manifest themselves through the carnal mind of men. You know, the tongue of a man, you know, if you open your eyes in the spirit to look properly in the spirit, you're actually going to be seeing snakes and dragons with ties and amen. And the very dangerous ones are the ones you see in the church.
Yes.
The most dangerous dragons and serpents are the ones you see on the pulpit. Those ones are the most powerful. Praise God. Because what the devil will do, the only thing the devil will do is to darken the eyes of your understanding so that you do not know the mystery of this Christ that we are preaching. If you know the mystery of Christ, you will know that you are in him and he is in you. You will know that that is your life. You will know that you are the beloved Son of God. You will know that all glory in heaven and earth So Satan works in diverse ways, and the most powerful way is through religion. Amen. I told you, I preach, look, the people I preach, we preach with, the person that goes to the bar to drink, the ones that go to the road as for prostitution, the one that does this, I observe that they are the easiest ones to receive the word of God.
Yes.
Than the one that goes to Bible school.
Yes.
The Bible school ones, no. Those are the ones Jesus Christ says that they hide the key of knowledge from people. They are not entered, and they don't allow others to enter. See, praise God. Who are those who killed Jesus? It's the church people. It's the religious people. The religious mind is the mind that cannot understand that God and man are one. He cannot give. He looks at it as blasphemy. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you are going to tread on the serpent under your feet. He's giving you power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Romans, Paul wrote in Romans, he said that the God of peace will do what? Will put Satan under your feet shortly.
Amen.
The God of peace. Because unless that accuser, that one that is telling you day and night that you are a sinner, that you have to do this to please God, that you are this, you are that, unless you shut that man up and put him under your feet, you have no peace. What robs you of your peace and your power is that deceit that you hear in your ear day and night. It robs you of your power. That guilty, that sense of unworthiness. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've had experiences, crystal clear experiences. You know what I mean? Crystal clear experiences as walking in as the Lord. And when you walk in that experience, everything you want, anything can happen, and all things are what? Possible. See, but you have to keep it, and you have to be very, very
careful.
Because there are many influences on this world outside that tries to rob you of that pure consciousness of the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. The knowledge, that tree of the knowledge of good and evil that Adam ate of, is the knowledge that we all feed on as men. Is the lies that lead to this age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So Satan, when you hear of Satan, Satan is that one that darkens your understanding. Our sister shared today that the eyes of your understanding be what?
Enlightened.
But what Satan does is the opposite.
Yes, of course.
Is to darken the eyes of your understanding. Praise God. Now, if your eyes of understanding is enlightened, some of these things that people run away from, they disappear. They can't touch you. I repeat what? They cannot touch you. They can only back. See, they can only shout back. Amen. When a dog, when you walk along the street and you see dogs shouting from their cages, can they touch you?
Nothing.
They can't touch you. They can only shout. But if you know that feeling is in you, you cannot be what? Be moved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is putting that Satan, that dragon, that lion under your feet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Giving you all authority once more. They overcame the dragon. But the word of what? Their testimony, the word of their mouth, the word of their testimony,
yes.
The blood of the Lamb, and the love not their life unto the death.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must be ready to confess Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Something very interesting is coming.
Amen.
Amen. Let's move on. Verse 14, Psalm 90, verse
91.
Verse 14.
Because
he has set his love on me, therefore will I deliver him and I set him on high. Because what?
He has not my name.
He has not my
name.
Okay.
Amen.
You see, when Paul says that I may know him, you see, we think that he's not speaking about knowing somebody far away. He said that I may know the mystery of him. Praise God. It's not why I copied that thing today, our sister shared. He said that we have wisdom in the knowledge of
him.
Our escape for every problem in this life is the revelation, is the knowledge of him. He said, because he has known my name. He has had the revelation of my
name.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I will set him up high. Amen.
Amen.
What happened to Noah?
He was set high.
He was set high.
And when you go up high there on the mountain, you hear a voice say, this is my son. The voice is still there, but because of the darkness around us, we can't hear it. That is why at times we have to climb the high mountain. Amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of God will lead us that high mountain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit of God was given to you to teach you the mystery of this eye that we call him, because him is the eye.
Amen.
The eye is the him. And if you know the eye, if you know the mystery of I, you know the mystery of who I am.
Yes.
Because I cannot be separated from this eye.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says one thing in the book of Aspecta. It seems I jumped something, I didn't jump anything. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He said that he has come to give us what? An understanding.
Yes.
That we may know the true
God.
And what? And the Son Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And that we look at it. The knowledge is not complete until you know that you are in him.
Amen. And when you know him, that is
him. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is eternal life.
Amen.
Jesus Christ in John chapter 17 verse 3 says, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Now this is a language. What it says is that you might know the mystery of God and Jesus. Amen. And what did our sister read from Colossians?
Ephesians.
Colossians.
Okay, Colossians 1.
Say Christ in
Christ in you, the hope of glory. 1:27.
That I may know Christ. You see, when God looks at you, he sees Jesus.
Amen.
God does not see Trevor. God does not see Sister Mary. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God does not see Brother Jolly. God sees
himself.
Jesus. And Jesus is the is himself manifested in the flesh.
Amen.
Now these are the things that he came to educate us about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit of God works in you to enlighten the eyes of your understanding.
Amen.
So that you can know, be resurrected into this reality. And when you do, you walk in immortality. Immortality does not mean that if you take a knife and that you wouldn't bleed. Eh? Amen. We're talking of a new consciousness.
Amen.
That you walk in. Amen.
Amen.
You know, if you look at the letters of the apostles, well, towards their last days, what they will say is that we are about to leave our tabernacle. They have come to realize that this body was not their real body. Paul said that if I die or if I should live today, I have a body that is not what made with hands. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You see, Jesus Christ made his name. He said, in this world you will have tribulation, but in me you will have peace.
Amen.
I want us to understand something better. As the Spirit of God enlightens you more and more, it gives you access into this secret place. It's a consciousness where your life is hidden in God. Hallelujah. It's not something that another person can understand outside. That's why it's a secret place. There's a way you can walk that not everybody outside can understand. There's a way you can walk that not everybody can see where you are walking. I can walk in here today and some people will still see me as Trevor. Not with that man. Praise God. Hallelujah. You cannot It is a private, personal thing. Hallelujah. Even when Jesus, if Jesus was to walk in here today, people think they will see, look, that's an ordinary regular man. Amen. I was preaching in London the other day and I told them, if Jesus could walk in here, maybe you will see his trouser. You know those belts that
low waist.
Yes, low waist. I said, maybe if he walks in here with the low waist with the Bible, I said, the spirit of the Lord is upon me. They all laughed. You know, and you know all those London people, they all have their children around and all of that. You know, I have to apologize to them later. You know, very moralistic, you know, religious people. praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, some of these things that women wear today, if it was years ago, you know they couldn't. Praise God. That's to show how the human mind actually evolves. I remember years ago in Nigeria, we went to a swimming pool to swim. You know that they brought myself and the other elder to the committee of elders. That they said they heard we went to swim. What do you wear? they sat us before the committee and they talked. They said, that how people realize you are elders in the church. You know, when I hear those things, I laugh. I used to laugh. You know, at times when I'm alone, I laugh to myself. People don't understand. It's all these things that I remember. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So God is moving on. I want us to understand that the revelation of Christ is the secret place of the Most High.
Amen.
We walk in a new consciousness. We have a life that is hidden God.
Amen.
Amen. It's something that you do by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And as you do this by faith, it becomes more and more real. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your eyes begin to be open to the spiritual realm. You begin to enjoy a peace that surpasses all knowledge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You begin to sense a presence of joy. You begin to be liberated from the material bondage that you have in this world. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Amen. He says, I deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Amen. Many people are still in bondage to the material elementary things of this world. But it's here to want to deliver us by the revelation that comes to us through this message. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So it says that what? It shall set it on high.
Amen.
The book of Revelation chapter 12 spoke about the company of the redeemed upon what? Mount Zion. What happened? The Bible said they all had the name of the Father written upon
their foreheads.
These ones have known the name of the Lord. Praise God. They have what? Understand the mystery. They've understood what the mystery of the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And these ones have now, by faith, put on Christ. Now you understand things like baptized. Those that are baptized in my name shall be saved. Amen?
Amen.
If you like, take a person deep into water every day of his life. And if you think that will save him, I'm sorry for you. Those are symbols. Amen?
Amen.
To be baptized into the name means to be immersed into that name. Those who come out in the name of the
Lord.
It's no longer I, but
Christ.
This is the secret place of God. It's a new consciousness that we walk in that can never pass away.
Amen.
Trouble will pass away. All those things, but that name is for
reverence.
It's more precious than silver and by gold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Our prayers, brethren, day and night, is that we be enlightened.
Amen.
Enlightened to know the mystery of this name.
Amen.
Can we stand up? This is not a topic that we can share in one day. Because inside there you still have the manna. Amen.
Yes.
This manna is what we call the hidden manna. But Jesus Christ said that your fathers ate the manna and they what? They died off in the wilderness. But I have a manna. Amen. That you will eat that you cannot what? You will never die. That manna is the manna that is in a secret place of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a manna reserved for the sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you have the Aaron's rod that goes on to speak about the power of the resurrection. Praise God. Walking in the saints. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, there's something. Just quickly turn back to Ephesians before we just round up now. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. The Bible is so it's one little book, praise God. It looks big, but it's one little book. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. Verse 19.
Okay.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power?
Hallelujah.
To us what who believe according to the working of what? His mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when what? He raised him from the dead and set him at his right hand in heavenly places. Listen to what? Father,
above
all principalities and power, dominion,
name,
that is to his world, but also in the world to come. Let's come there. Amen. You can see the raising up. He said, well, I shall set you on that's above all
principalities.
But this thing comes by the revelation of Christ.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
This thing comes by understanding the mystery of Christ.
Amen.
Understanding the oneness that we share a common name, that we share a common body. Praise God. Purifying ourselves in this knowledge. Serving ourselves day and night and walking in unblemished love. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is the way to rediscover that life upon Mount Zion where all dominion and power resides. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the glory that we lost in Adam that is being restored to mankind today. Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless your name.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We bless you, O God. We bless you, mighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The name of the Lord
is
a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous running to it, and they are saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Just imagine yourself in that ark, covered for all eternity. Hallelujah. His faithfulness is your shield and your buckler.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Evil shall not befall you. Hallelujah. He has given power over the cankerworm and the carapina. They shall not devour you because you walk in the name of the Lord, in the glorious name of the Lord, in the immortal name of the Lord, in the invisible name of the Lord, in the eternal name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Enlighten the eyes of our understanding. Strengthen our inner man, God, to understand this mystery, this access you have given us into your secret place. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we're praying, the Lord showed me a cross. You know, the way they used to build cross in the cathedral, the giant type of the cross. That's what I saw in the high place.
Hallelujah.
Then after that, the Lord showed me an art, you know, a celebratory art.
Okay.
Those black, like Papillon, Johnny Walker type. Top art, yeah. That was what the Lord showed to me. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.